News. I'm Ben Thomas. No ground invasion yet, but Israel continues to bombard Gaza and its hospitals are facing collapse, short of water, power, and medicine. Our Joe Fetterman in Jerusalem.
There are many people in hospitals who are in bad condition, and we're now facing the risk of dehydration and waterborne diseases spreading.
While on the other side,
Israel continues to come under heavy rocket fire from militants in the Gaza Strip. People are running to shelters. Southern Israel remains very tense. The entire country remains tense and in shock over this attack by Hamas militants.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was back in Israel today meeting with Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, who said,
"This will be a long war. The price will be high, but we are going to win for Israel, for the Jewish people, and for the values that both countries believe in."
A 71-year-old Illinois man is facing murder and hate crime charges after the weekend stabbing death of a 6-year-old boy. Police say the man attacked the boy and his mother because they were Muslim amid emotions over the Israel-Hamas war. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's election subversion case in Washington has issued a narrow gag order barring him from making statements targeting prosecutors, possible witnesses, and the judge's staff. Saka Magani has more.
Trump's lawyers said any gag order would amount to censoring a political candidate during a campaign, with Trump the GOP presidential race's frontrunner. The judge says this is not about censorship, but rather about restrictions to ensure the fair administration of justice after the special counsel's team accused Trump of trying to taint the jury pool through online attacks.
Trump says he'll appeal. The FBI's annual crime report shows violent crime across the U.S. decreased last year. Property crimes rose substantially. This is AP News. What's hot in theaters? Margie Zaraletta tells us.
The movie Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour blew away the competition in its opening weekend.
Welcome to The Eras Tour!
Taylor Swift's concert documentary had a huge box office debut. Unlike most movies, the audience was encouraged to make noise, making between $95 million and $97 million in North America, according to AMC Theaters. Adult tickets were higher than normal movie tickets, going for $19.89, or as much as $29 for IMAX. The Exorcist Believer was a distant second, making $11 million in its second week of release. Paw Patrol: The Mighty Movie is number 3, followed by the 10th movie in the Saw series. The Creator was number 5. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Thanks, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.